Welcome to another edition of the True North Country Comics Podcast, dedicated to promote Canadian comic book creators and supporters. It's October 4th, 2019. I'm John Swinimer. On this episode, I chat with Tyler Mann at Word on the Street Toronto. Tyler is a multi-talented artist with an ongoing project, The Costume Shop, and along with an adventure serial, Kid Quicksand. He's presented a table at various conventions around Ontario, including Con Bravo, Anime North, OchibaCon, and more. During our chat, Tyler talked about his artistic influences. He offered insight about attending Word on the Street as a direct interaction with his audiences. He also spoke about Kid Quicksand and what sources inspired him to create that title. But before I go further, here's some of the current news about Canadian comic book creators and supporters. Newsarama published an interview with Jed McKay about his five-issue Spider-Verse title that pulls Miles Morales back into the Spider-Verse. When asked how he got involved with the project, Jed said, "The Arachnid Multiverse is in my Marvel blood. My second story for Marvel appeared in the first Spider-Verse event, and the first full issue I ever wrote was Spider-Geddon Zero. When editor Nick Lowe was putting together another mini to explore the Spider-Verse and asked if I'd like to help put it together, I was happy to sling back into the web of life and destiny." You can read more at newsarama.com. CG Magazine recently spoke with Mike Feehan about working in the comics industry. When asked about what he enjoys most about the business, Mike said, "Because I didn't think that it was possible that I could be a comic book artist living all the way over Newfoundland, having no connection to that industry, I thought that was completely out of reach for me. But after years of working in graphic design and printing, and not just feeling fulfilled, I just kind of decided to go for it and start saving up money so I could travel to other cities to go to a convention and meet with editors and learn from writers and just build a portfolio. It's something that's always been in my blood, like it's just a passion that I needed to achieve." You can read more at cgmagonline.com. TV Insider spoke with Mariko Tamaki about her recent work on Harley Quinn Breaking Glass. When asked about the challenge of telling a story about a character that ultimately turns into a villain, Mariko said, "As an origin story, I wanted the story to be about the beginnings of a character's relationship with justice. Like, possibly there's a difference between fighting for your friends, for what you think is important, and understanding the context your fight sits in. It's about what it means to be something that looks like a hero versus someone that acts more like a villain. All these characters are teenagers, so all trying things on, figuring things out. This comic is about that. I think in this comic you see Harley Quinn as a fighter. Now, it's just a matter of where that fight will take her." You can read more at tvinsider.com. Polygon chatted with Jeff Lemire about his new miniseries Joker, Killer Smile. Jeff was asked about what makes the Joker such a compelling villain, and he said, "I thought it'd be really interesting to take something that's traditionally so dark and scary and to try to tell a story that still has some hope. That's a challenge. Hopefully, that's what we'll succeed in doing. How can I do the stuff that I do well, but do it with a character that's so dark? And some people take that character and use it as a symbol for a lot of things that aren't great, too." You can read more at polygon.com. And now, here's my chat with Tyler Mann at Word on the Street Toronto.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm a gay comics creator, so I primarily work on gay-themed comics. Some of them are not safe for work, some of them are safe for work, but I like to have a little mix of both kind of things. I do a ton of different series. I don't really focus on one thing, but I definitely like the kind of spooky atmosphere, a lot of Halloween-themed stuff. But I like to just see how ridiculous I can get some ideas, and usually the people that are read my comics or are fans of them, they really enjoy it regardless, and usually people seem to find new things that they like as well, so that's really fun too.
Now, what I usually ask is for creators is maybe if they remember the first comic book that they ever read. I know it's a long time ago, but do you recall that what might have been?
I'm not entirely sure. I remember a book I had about how to make, like, comics. It was called, like, cartooning, because there was no, like, such thing as comics back then. Or people didn't call themselves comic artists. They called themselves cartoonists. So that was the first book I remember. I don't remember what comic book specifically. I think it must have been just something, like, a free comic I picked up. It was probably newspaper comics, to be honest. Like like Blondie and Garfield and Hagar the Horrible, whatever was in like the Toronto Sun, or I guess is still in the Toronto Sun. Those are probably the first thing I was exposed to in comics in general, but not specifically any particular comic book, maybe.
Well, speaking of today's sort of milieu, I guess, of creators, who inspires you today as a comic book creator?
There's a lot of like webcomic artists, people who primarily publish their comics online that I like. Hamish Steele does this great comic called Dead India. A lot of these comics are like putting in LGBTQ themes, and a lot of them are just like become surprisingly like the gay. There are gay characters in it, and I just don't even realize when I buy it for the first time. And there's a lot of good comics like Space Battle Lunchtime. I love Dead India. Daryl Toe is an amazing artist who does this comic called Tobias and Guy online that I love as well. Just so many different people. I can't really think of them off the top of my head, but yeah, a lot of artists who are inserting very realistic gay characters, or not inserting, but making that sort of the focus or the main character of their stories.
So you're here at Word on the Street. I'm wondering, what's it like for you? This is your first time here?
This is my second time. The last time I was here was 2017. Back then, I only had one book and one comic series. Now I have like maybe six or seven different ones at once. It's really good to be in person because there's people online who find comics specifically, and it's very easy for them to find your stuff if they're looking. But in person, people sort of just find new things and they're not really sure. Like they'll go, oh, huh, I never really thought of that. That's interesting. And so it's really nice to actually talk to people face to face and explain the comic as they're holding it, rather than having people browse through a website and have no like human interaction, I guess. So I like doing stuff out in the open, and yeah, I really like Word on the Street. Back in 2017, it was a good time, and now there's like primarily a comics section, which is really cool. So I'm really glad to see that too.
What is your latest project that you have on the go?
The latest project is called Kid Quicksand. I really like the tropes that are in superhero comics and movies, especially sort of featuring gay characters. So I wanted to see what it would be like to have sort of a heightened, ridiculous aspect of that. And I also really like adventure serials, like those kind of Errol Flynn, like swashbuckling, like going through the jungle kind of thing. So I wanted to combine those two. So this is, what if a kid got like muddy superpowers, like swamp superpowers? So he can make plants grow out of his hands, and he could shoot quicksand onto the floor. And then it sort of takes place in a city, but then moves over to a jungle pretty quickly. So it's a weird mix of superhero and adventure serials.
Where can people find out more about your work and what you're up to?
I have everything on my website. It's tylermanart.ca, because Canadian websites. And I also post everywhere on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and everything under tylermanart as well.
Thanks to Tyler for the chat. You can discover more about Tyler on Twitter at tylermanart, and that's man with two N's, and online at tylermanart.ca. And thanks to you subscribing to the True North Country Comics podcast. If you haven't done so already, please subscribe to and like this podcast on Apple Podcasts. And please leave a good rating. Also check out the TrueNorthCountryComics.com website, follow along on Twitter at True North Comics, and send your feedback to info@TrueNorthCountryComics.com. Thanks again for listening. Come back soon for another episode. Bye for now. True North Country Comics podcast is copyright True North Country Comics, copyright 2019.